Welcome to the Tradies in Business podcast with your hosts, Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Divert your phone and grab a brew as Waz and Nick unpack tips, tales, secrets and stuff-ups from guests both inside and outside your trade, helping educate and inspire you to break the cycle of gut-busting and money stress and create a true trade business.
It's gone all floppy again. Can you stiffen it up for me, please?
No, I can't help you there.
All right, just give me a minute. G'day, listeners. How are you? Waz and Nick here, taking risks all over the place at the Tradies in Business podcast.
It must be Fuck It Friday.
Everyone knows that the Fuck It Friday episodes open with some weird shit.
Oh, they just get loose.
Speaking of double entendres and sexual innuendo, are we really going there today?
I think we might, hey?
Are we going to do this?
Let's give it a crack.
You said crack.
I did. I've said a few.
Plumber's crack?
Yep.
So we're going to have a go at talking about sexual innuendo and inappropriateness, particularly on work sites or in workplaces.
You know? I think in general, but let's try and keep it specific to work sites.
That's probably safest.
Well,
if there's
safe
any
at
safety
all?
In this at all, yeah, I don't know. You were saying you haven't really experienced this on job sites yourself?
No. When I was younger, when I worked in, I'm not going to go there, but a couple of jobs that I had, I had a few issues.
Do it.
I got trapped once in a cool room. I've had some pretty big stuff happen when I was younger. But that's also built me the resilience that got me to the point where I could walk on site. I'm pretty sure most of the people I ever walked on site with knew that you're just not even going to fuck with that. Let's not try that.
Yeah.
But I had to build that over time. And I see I'm a member of a lot of women in construction type groups on Facebook. And this is a really big problem for a lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
So it still goes on.
Unfortunately.
In 2019, we have sexual inappropriateness in workplaces.
Yes.
So given that, and given that we've had some 50 years of feminism and women's rights and all sorts of stuff, like since the 70s, late 60s, early 70s really, how the hell is this still going on? What's...
I wish I had the answer.
Is it ever going to change?
I think it is changing. I don't think it's prevalent. Am I qualified to say that? I don't know.
Well, we can only speak from our experience, right?
Okay. So, in my experience, I don't think it's as prevalent anymore. And I think that comes down to employers not allowing it. So, we actively in our business made sure that was never okay, never happened in our business, not that was reported to us or that we saw, and we were there a lot. We're quite well involved. I kind of think that's where the buck stops.
It's interesting. And this, well, we sort of talked about doing an episode around this before I raised this conversation the other day. And it's something that I've noticed, particularly on Instagram. Mm-hmm. There seems to be a proliferation of women using their physical appearance to get followers.
That was very delicately put.
And attract brands and make money and get what they want.
Okay, so this is going to be Woo-wee! A firecracker episode, isn't it?
Kill me now.
The hate mail goes to
Coxy.
I won't take anywhere.
Oh, man.
Don't worry, I'm going to get my bit of my own in a minute.
Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. And I guess, you know, this is a really confusing time. This is going to lead into a different podcast that we've spoken about, I think. It's a really confusing time because as a woman, I actually really despise that.
Why?
I find that it is, and here's the double-edged sword, I suppose. I find it's a really negative way to portray who you are. The other side of me says, well, you know what? If you got it, flaunt it. That's okay. We should be proud of our bodies. We shouldn't have to hide what we have.
It's these mixed messages, isn't it?
I know, right?
Be proud of your body. You know, body image stuff is shit. You should be comfortable in your skin and happy with who you are. And then someone puts a photo of their ass up on Instagram and it's like, oh, look at that dirty slut. She's just trying to get makeup companies to follow her.
Okay, so I have a problem with them being called a dirty slut or whatever it might be. But I'll tell you, just recently there was a – this is not tradie related, but it's very similar. There's a new hotel that's opened up in Brisbane. It's a beautiful hotel. And mm-hmm. I've gone – a big influencer has been paid to stay there for the weekend and show off the hotel. So I've been through their feed. And what do I find in the first couple of images? There's all these photos of the pool, but we take it from the angle of a woman's ass. And that for me means I won't ever stay there. I will not even look at staying at that hotel.
Does she have a good ass though?
Yes, you would have appreciated her ass.
But and that's the thing, right? I'm a red-blooded male, okay? Man, this episode's going to get me in some trouble, but potentially.
You're in so much trouble.
Amy, I love you. I appreciate beautiful things.
I appreciate beautiful things too.
And I guess like anything, the pendulum swings and mm-hmm. the pendulum is not a euphemism for anything else, okay? But maybe it swings too far in either direction sometimes.
Definitely.
Because there's appreciating beauty
mm-hmm.
and, you know, I love a good-looking woman, good woman's bod, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Same way that my wife appreciates a guy that's, you know, taking care of himself and he's got a set of washboard abs and rippling muscles, preferably mine. But beyond that, I think I do feel like there's double standards.
Yeah,
and
there
I think
is.
It makes it very difficult and confusing,
yes.
whatever your gender is. Mm-hmm. Can we use that term?
Yep.
Gender?
We're going to.
Okay. Whatever gender you are, I think as an employer, as a manager, as a, you know, person on social media, a business owner, whatever, I think it's really hard to know what is appropriate behavior based on, well, shit, there's all these people, guys and girls, using their bodies to get followers and business and all sorts mm-hmm. of stuff. But then it's not okay to comment on it inappropriately or make a bit of a mm-hmm. jibe, you know, even if it's seemingly harmless,
mm-hmm.
you open yourself up to be made out to be a pervert or,
yes.
you know, like a stalker and all sorts of stuff. Again, it doesn't matter which gender. It happens to both.
It does happen to both.
In you know, equal regard. So, equal regard? That was shit. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's where, shit, I won't even follow certain personalities online sometimes because of the nature of their posts. And I think, I don't want to send a message that I'm liking their photo because, you know, he or she's got a rockin' bod in the picture with a fucking power drill.
So is that the point, though? It's about the personal choice. And if it's not something you like, you just walk away, right?
But I do like it.
Yeah.
But maybe I shouldn't because it makes me a dirty perv.
What do you like, though? If you're not following them, obviously Boobs. You don't like them.
What?
Jesus Christ. So
excuse me.
I very quietly won't consume. That's not the right word. I won't stay at that hotel. Right? So I've
because
just cut it off.
Because there was a woman's ass in the photos.
Yeah, I'm going to show you. It's not, well, you'll like it, but it's not particularly pleasant.
You're making assumptions about me, Coxie.
No, I'm pretty sure, given our relationship, I've got you nailed. Another one.
Not literally. Oh, dear. This was always going to be a dangerous episode.
It was. Now my heart's going ba-bump, ba-bump. So,
oh, no, it happens to all the women that come and sit in the studio with me. So you won't stay at a hotel because of a woman's butt?
I won't. But I won't ring them or troll them or email them and tell them I won't stay there for that reason. I just don't go.
You just make a personal choice on
exactly,
what
that's
your
the point I'm trying to make.
Standards, morals, values, all that sort of stuff are.
Yes.
So what about if it had a hot dude with washboard abs and a bulging biceps?
I would feel the same way.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
I'm just really opposed to that style of advertising. Now, if they're advertising swimsuits, fine.
Why is that different, though?
Because they're advertising swimsuits. They're not using sex to sell a hotel.
But don't people have sex at hotels?
Maybe.
Isn't that the whole reason you stay at a hotel?
Well, no.
This episode is really descending rapidly, isn't it?
Again.
Ding! Going down.
All right.
Oh, there's another one. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, I don't know. Maybe okay. As a man, I see things a bit differently because right, we're pretty so can simple I creatures.
Flip it to you then. Mm. Will you go out and buy X brand drill because there is a female advertising said drill in a swimsuit?
No.
Right.
But I wouldn't not buy it just because they're advertising it using, you know, sex. I'd buy a drill because it's a good drill.
Right.
I buy it based on merit, not on advertising.
So what do you think the point is behind having the attractive female holding on to the drill?
Well, I see that. And the reality of life is, from my perspective, that people are attracted to attractive people. And so if they're attracted to attractive people, they're going to pay attention to what's in their hand or on their head or the pool they're in or the brand that they're standing next to. It's just about getting attention.
Can they not wear clothes to get that attention? Aren't they still attractive with clothes on?
Do you notice? So if you go to the beach.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so when you go to the beach, if there was someone lying nude on the beach amongst all the other people in swimsuits, you'd notice them, wouldn't you? Because they're wearing less clothing than everybody else.
If I was looking at the people, but I'm not when I'm at the beach, so I'm going to be contrary now. But
so you're strolling along the beach with your husband, la la la, beautiful beach. Wow, look at all these wonderful people enjoying their holiday. Holy shit, there's a set of cans.
Yep,
that guy's got his junk out.
I would notice that. Yes,
it's attention getting, isn't it?
Yeah, but is it getting? I don't understand how it is then. Garnering the right attention.
Hey, I'm not saying I agree with it, I guess, as a social commentary piece. Crikey, this is getting
deep.
Deep and also very shallow.
Yes.
At the same time. I get why they do it because people notice that stuff, right? Look, I have had ongoing personal experience with this in the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
My wife is a lot taller than me, right?
Right.
You've met Amy.
Yeah, I've made that observation.
So Amy's 6 foot one,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very much not.
Very six much foot not.
One. I'm 5 foot seven and three quarters.
You're taller than I am, so you're not short.
I'm kind of just around average height for a dude, probably a little under,
mm-hmm.
actually. But there's a height gap.
Mm.
And just to make it really interesting, there's a bit of an age gap as well.
Well, you don't do things by halves.
And we're not going to go there. But there is clearly an age difference between myself and my wife.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go out places in public, which seems to happen a fair bit because we live in a society where you go in public, shops, post office, restaurant, doesn't matter where we go, right? Yes. I have never been gawked at so much in all my fucking life.
So you're telling me it's got nothing to do with your guns?
I don't know. See, but here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I notice how much we get noticed when we go out
mm-hmm.
because we stick out like prawns' eyes,
mm-hmm.
right? She's younger than me. She's taller than me. Yeah, I've got, you know, I work out. I've got guns. I like wearing T-shirts from Pumpkin Patch. G'day, Andrew, if you're listening. And so we stick out and people notice us, right? Now, imagine if I was wearing a branded shirt for a tool company.
Mm-hmm.
They'd get some brand recognition, right?
Would they?
Well, I'm just saying, like, if they wanted to get their brand noticed, they'd stick the shirt on me or my wife. They wouldn't stick it on me and my same height previous partner from another life,
yes,
where we both looked just pretty normal.
Yeah, I understand the point that you're making.
That was a very, very long, long bow to draw. But I get why they do it. Bums and abs and guns and all that stuff get noticed. They get attention. And brands want to be noticed and they want attention. So what better way to do it than stick it on a hot-looking bird or guy?
I wonder, though, the quality of attention they're receiving.
Sure. I just think we're in such a competitive marketplace that businesses will do whatever it takes to get noticed. And you know what?
Some.
Who are they selling to? Who
yeah, well, that's
that,
a fair point.
Who's the tour company selling to?
Generally men.
Predominantly men.
But my husband wouldn't buy, I'm speaking for him, but I'd have permission to do so, and no, he wouldn't.
I'm going to ask him.
Please do. He would not. He would get quite indignant about it and say, no, I'm not buying that because of that.
Why?
For the same reason, I suppose, we think very similarly in that we find that that's offensive almost. Not to say that we're prudes, but I don't, neither of us are comfortable with that form of advertising. I don't believe that it's okay for men or women to use their body to sell anything but a pair of swimmers or some clothes or whatever it might be. But to use it in that fashion to sell a tool is quite offensive to me. Neither of us are interested in that. And yes, you can check with him.
You better agree, Adam.
Oh, I promise you will. My boys, yeah, on the other hand, are very different. My teenage boys are all over that.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing, but that wasn't really what we were going to talk about. It was more about sexual innuendo in the workplace.
It was.
But I think it's related to the industry that you and I work with and that we're associated with, you know. Trades are predominantly men, and men seem to have an affinity for bums and boobs.
And they talk about it, right? So I'm speaking speculative because I've not really been a part of those conversations. But generally, now I'm being very general as well, men do talk about that kind of stuff when they're together. Would that be a fair assumption to make?
Yeah. Mm. You know, you don't mind checking a chick out.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she doesn't want to be checked out.
Well, she doesn't know if you don't say anything.
Yeah, well, that's correct. I don't have a problem with it being done quietly. It's the wolf whistles as you walk past somewhere that are offensive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? I've been groped by a coworker.
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's like every fellow's dream, isn't
it? No.
But isn't that interesting?
No,
how
it wasn't.
The paradigm, the flip.
Yeah, she was a fair bit older than me, and I wasn't attracted to her at all.
I shouldn't laugh because that's pretty horrible.
And I felt very uncomfortable.
It is not nice.
And I think the biggest thing was it was an invasion of my personal space, you know. I don't care that, everyone was at a Christmas party and there was alcohol and dancing and all that sort of stuff. It was like, what? No. No, that's not okay.
It's not okay.
So I get how, men sort of perpetrate a lot of this stuff towards women or on women, and I don't think it's okay either. I would never wolf whistle anyone other than my wife.
That's quite appropriate.
And I wouldn't do it to her in public because I know, it'd probably make her feel a bit uncomfortable.
Of course.
Do it in the backyard or when we're down at the beach, if there's no one else around, just so she knows that I think she's hot.
Yes.
I don't get doing it at other women. I think it's a bit of a dog act, to be honest, as
What's
a man.
What's the purpose of it, do you think?
I don't know. To show that you're a dickhead or something.
Yobbo.
G'day to anybody who's wolf whistled a woman. but you know what? For me, I think this just comes down to personal standards, and some of us have different values and standards to others. And I don't think anybody else should suffer at the hands of my standards, you know?
Agree.
If my standards are going to, I guess, impact somebody else, then I don't think that's appropriate. I think that's disrespectful and I'm being a piss poor member of society if I have a lower standard than you and I think it's okay to get around in my jocks on a work site and you have to endure that. I don't think that's appropriate.
Likewise, I don't think it's appropriate for me to do anything but walk away from situations I don't particularly like. It's not my job to tell someone they shouldn't be doing something or to express my personal opinion on said person, item, whatever it might be. It's just to walk away and ignore. It's not my thing.
So are we contravening that by making, sort of lewd comments on our podcast? Because, we might have listeners listening to this going, I find that offensive and inappropriate that you would say, dirty things about, double entendres and hidden meaning and snigger snigger. Are we kind of like contravening our own standing on this?
No.
No?
No, because we can walk away.
Yeah, the listeners can't. They already heard it.
Oh, they can walk away. They can unlisten, stop, pause, done.
Hmm. Yeah, I think, look, workplace, I don't think it's appropriate. But I think you can also pick your mark. I've worked with some women who are probably they give as good as they get.
Yeah, I agree.
To be honest. And you know what? It all stays fun and a little bit competitive, you know, who can make the other person feel the most uncomfortable the quickest. but it just has a tone about it that's not, it doesn't have that edge to it. I think when it tips into that edge, whichever way, you know, if it's women towards men or vice versa, I think that's when it becomes a bit sinister.
It's threatening almost.
Yeah. Mm. It's like that invasion of someone's safety or space.
So to me, in those situations, it feels like the other person is trying to take the power away from said person. I know in my circumstance, that's what's happened.
Yep.
Or the attempt has happened.
Yeah. So I guess the safest thing is just don't do it.
I reckon.
Make the assumption that it's not okay.
Yeah.
Obviously, you and I will still keep having a dig at each other, but
because we've clearly established a boundary, that's okay.
Oh dear, take the tone down again.
Must be Friday.
So I don't know what's been your experience, listeners or listener, if you're still there.
Yeah, please hang around. Please don't hate us too much. But I'd really like to hear from some of the women that are part of the industry, whether you work side by side, whether you it doesn't matter what part of the industry you're in. I want to know what your experience is. Drop by the group, Tradies and Business, Facebook. Come find us if you're not already there. Let us know how you find the industry. Is it something you've struggled with? Is it you like me and it's never been a problem for you in this industry? Plenty of other issues, but not this one. Maybe it's something you're comfortable with and you actually don't mind. I'd like to hear from you too. Please drop by. Let us know what you think. Don't forget when you're on social media too, tag us in a post. Use the hashtag 1000tradies.
1000tradies. We're going to change the lives of 1,000 tradies in 2019.
No. We're going to do it by the end of June.
Well, technically.
And then we're going to change more lives.
Then we'll make 5,000.
Yes. So we're starting at 1,000. Join us in the 1,000.
Be in the first 1,000.
Be the special ones.
Not the second 1,000. Mm-hmm. But we want to change the lives of 1,000 tradies by June 30, 2019. So are you one of them?
Please.
Hit us up and find out.
Yeah, we want to hear from you.
Enjoy your Friday.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Tradies in Business podcast with Warwick Bidwell and Nicole Cox. Find out more about today's guest, tools for your trade business, and other cool stuff at tradiesandbusiness.com.au.